everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about pre-production tips to creating successful video content. So as many of you know, video is probably one of your most important elements in producing any type of content for any type of platform nowadays, whether you're creating a commercial, whether you're creating social video. If you look at the statistics, currently, 78% of people watch online videos every week and 55% view online videos every day. And so some of the other projections moving forward, by 2020, online videos will make up more than 80% of all consumer internet traffic. I mean, that's huge. And the reason why it's so important is because if you're a business, you're online, you have some type of digital presence, or if you're a personal brand, or if you are an individual brand as a person, or maybe you're a coach, you're a mentor, you're a consultant, you're an actor, you're anybody who's just you, these types of digital elements can really elevate who you are online when people are searching for you. And so if you also look at the type of platforms where people are really producing content for, if you look at something like a YouTube is the second most traffic site after Google. And I mean, it is, because it's owned by Google. So the idea is really to start thinking about how you can create content. And maybe you're creating content by hiring someone who can create quality content as a professional. Maybe you hire a film person, maybe you hire an agency, or is the other type of content social video content that you're producing off of maybe your smartphone. So I think it's important to start talking about that. It's important to really look at how to create that and how to start thinking about it. And so one of those things is defining your audience. And, you know, defining your audience actually boils down to who's inside of your consumer base. You know, are you building an online presence? So if you are, who are the people that follow you? And maybe you are a services type business. Who are your clients? You know, what are they buying from you? What are they asking you for? So I think defining your audience and knowing what your audience is looking for, they're ultimately looking for like a problem solving tactic from you. You know, they really want something from you. So if you're somebody who can provide some type of service, your audience needs to know that. And so the way you do that is actually produce a video. You can produce any type of video, whether it's high quality or if it's on your phone, which sometimes can be high quality too, just depending on where you're positioning it, really can help your audience figure out who you are and put more of like a face and a story to the brand. So the first thing would be defining your audience. The other element that I think is really important is clarifying your message. So as a brand, what is your message? You know, I think this always boils down to when people say, you know, marketing needs to define strategic messaging for a brand. And it's so true. I mean, whether you're a small business all the way up to a Fortune 500 company, you have to really be clear about your message. So your audience wants to know and understand, what is it that you do? What is it that your business can provide? And so another type of video, which I think is really amazing to use, but you'd have to hire someone who's more or less of an animator, are something called explainer videos. And those are like these animated cartoonish type videos, but those are so great in actually demonstrating things for products, a product demo type thing. And it really helps people understand on a more simple level, you know, and it's very digestible. So number two is clarifying your message and really figuring out what it is you want to say to your audience, to your consumers. Third thing, and this falls in line with what type of video you're going to produce. Are you going to put money behind hiring someone to really produce a beautiful quality film type video? Or is this something that you can probably go on a small budget, use your phone or borrow someone's professional camera and really shoot something? So determining your budget is so important, because I think that actually also ties back into expectations. You know, if you're proposing to your company, say you're the person in charge of marketing or branding, or maybe it's just you, I think you have to know whether or not you have the funds in order to really get this video done. And, you know, obviously if you're on a very lean budget, you should do it yourself. There's no excuse nowadays where you can't film something. But if you're going to film something, be very picky. And don't be afraid to reshoot. Don't be afraid to redo something. The last thing that you should do is film something on your phone and then it looks like garbage and you upload it because you just wanted to get it done. Don't do the checklist thing and just get something done. Quality matters. So I think that's a very important element, and that has to do with your budget. That was the third thing. Another item which could help you really figure out what it is that, or how you're going to position things, is actually writing that script. You know, like, is it someone on camera who needs to talk through talking points and really convey what the company's about, what the product's about, what the project's about, what the book is about, whatever it is that you're looking to make that video about. And so the video script is your Bible. I mean, that definitely helps you outline what it is that you're going to say and who is going to say it. So I would also get some feedback, put that script together. And then if you're working with like one or two people, maybe you have a creative group, or maybe you have the boss, maybe you have even whoever's going to be on camera. I mean, I think you need feedback no matter what, just to make sure the script comes off really, really well. All right, so there are a million things to think about inside of video, but I'm not sure if we have like, you know, a full day of teaching here to go through every element in video. I'm going to throw in this little statement. You know, what I do on the podcast is really kind of throw out different things to help you start thinking about ways to start promoting your business. And part of those elements, really, you can benefit from hiring someone who can get all of these things done for you. And so I think that's my statement in the middle of, as I'm going through all the different elements of why you should be creating video. If this is overwhelming, if this is so much for you to do, hire someone who can definitely get this done for you. You can get this from a professional filmmaker, a professional digital marketer. You know, this is something that we do every day. So it's time to start thinking about video marketing. And for the reasons I gave you earlier, because most of your consumers are online and they're going to be searching for everything online. Another great way to think about what you're going to shoot is to create a storyboard. And if you don't know what a storyboard is, just Google it. But a storyboard actually is like a breakdown of every scene or every piece of what you think you're going to shoot. And that helps you kind of visualize what it is and how you're going to do it. And it can help answer questions like, you know, what the lighting's going to be like, what location should we be shooting in? And do you need anything for those specific areas and shoots? You know, I think storyboards are a savior. They really help. Tying that into, make a shot list, okay? So now, these types of elements are more for someone who's producing a high-level video. And so if you're making a shot list, the shot list ties into the storyboard, because the shot list you might need, you know, it's an outline basically of all the different shots you want to include in your video. So that would mean, you know, maybe it's a picture of the logo, maybe it's a picture of the building of the company, maybe it's a still shot of you know, the project, the book, whatever it is. But a shot list helps you determine a lot of those details, and this way you're not really forgetting anything, and it should match a lot of what you're writing inside of your script. So this is a lot. What I'm giving you is definitely a lot, but I think it's important to start thinking about video marketing and film, because it really depends. Again, like I said, you can do a high quality, you know, hire a filmmaker, hire an agency, and hire a professional who can get that high level video done for you, which would encompass all of those things. Once that video is done, then it goes into marketing, right? You have to think about, okay, the ultimate goal, where is this video going to live? Are we going to do a full version video? Maybe it's a 5-minute video that lives on the website. Now you have to start thinking about that video. Is there a call to action inside the video? Am I saying at the end of that video, please visit my website so you can buy, so you can download, so you can get, you know, what is it that the video is being made for, right? So then Is it going to live on the web? Okay, the full version lives on web. Then you have to start thinking about social media. So can we get a cut down? Can you edit down the full version to a minute for Instagram? Can you cut it down for IGTV? Can you then upload it onto YouTube? All of these places are going to help to drive back to what it is that your goal is, right? So if the goal is to get everyone back to a place where they're buying, a place where they're downloading, somewhere where they're engaging, then you're going to have to really think about what all those platforms are. And remember, all online videos make up for more than 80% of all consumer internet traffic. So by the time, you know, we're in that year, everyone is going to be online, and it's like your video is going to come up first rather than text or anything else. So it's a video first, it's digital first environment, and moving forward into the future, it's going to be very, very video heavy. So this is today's episode, pre-production tips to creating successful video content. If you want to learn more, if you need help in putting this together, you can email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. And if you have feedback, or if you have ideas for other topics, shows, or if you want to pitch your topic or your project or brand and come and be with me on the show, I am open to that as well, margaret@margaretfontana.com. And I hope you have a great day.